Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The U.S. Coast Guard is predicting that the oxygen supply on the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic will run out very soon. Search efforts have been intensifying since Sunday when the submergible carrying five people disappeared. Officials say at least 10 assets will soon be on the scene about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The focus is an area where Canadian aircraft recently detected underwater noises. At least three people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through a tiny North Texas town overnight. A tornado warning went out in Matador, Texas around 8 p.m. local time. Matador is just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. The twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. The tornado hit less than a week after tornadoes blasted Perrington, Texas, killing at least three people and injuring dozens. The House voted to censure Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff for his role in misleading the American people with statements of alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Republicans tried to advance a similar censure measure last week, but was blocked because of language that could have resulted in a $16 million fine for Schiff. The provision was removed and gained majority support. Schiff, who's running for an open seat in California, is the 25th lawmaker in U.S. history to be censured by the U.S. House of Representatives. Schiff last night on CNN after being censured.
It ultimately led to his impeachment, which I was proud to lead, and it led to the first bipartisan vote to remove a president in U.S. history. I was also proud to serve on the January 6th committee, and I would do all of that again, and I would do it the same way.
Today is National Kissing Day and National Onion Ring Day. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Regulators are approving the first lab-grown meat in the United States to be sold at restaurants and eventually supermarkets.
The Agriculture Department okayed California companies Upside Foods and Good Meat to sell chicken made from animal cells instead of slaughtered birds. The FDA approved lab-grown meat from both companies as safe for human consumption months ago. Companies have been trying to launch the new way of meat production in hopes to reduce animal harm and environmental effects of selling meat. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The U.S. dollar, still suffering from high inflation, is going to get another correction today by the Fed.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell anticipates additional rate hikes as the central bank aims to curb inflation.
Inflation pressures continue to run high, and the process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go.
Speaking before a hearing with the House Financial Services Committee, Powell said that most Federal Open Market Committee participants expect interest rates to rise moderately by year end. This comes after the Fed's recent decision to maintain stable interest rates, breaking a streak of 10 consecutive hikes since January. I'm John Schaefer.
The NBA draft is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. The San Antonio Spurs will have the first pick, followed by Charlotte, Portland, and Houston. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride, and we got a ride for you today because we got DeRoy Murdoch. He is running the bus, let me tell you. Stay away from the curves, okay? Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, always good here. The fun just keeps on coming. I mean, how obvious and overt can you be than what this Justice Department continues to show us? I mean, this equal treatment under the law, forget it. It just doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't. I mean, this idea of chiseled into the marble above the entrance of the Supreme Court in big letters, equal justice under law, and that started off as a founding principle of this country. I think it's become, in recent years, a punchline. And I think in just the last few months, it's just turned into cruel taunt, just sort of like, nay, 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 kind of making fun of us.
Exactly.
Clearly, obviously, indubitably have a two-track justice system, or what I call a heaven and hell justice system, which is heaven for Democrats and hell for Republicans.
Right.
If you're a Democrat, you get in trouble, you skate. If you're a Republican, they will kick your door down, raid your property, have SWAT teams come after you, haul you in, put you on trial, indict you, put you on trial, and then lock you up. If you're lucky, the president will pardon you and get out of jail, but short of that, you're probably going to be doing serious time. And if you're Democrat, you just get away with all sorts of things, from violations of abusive classified materials with James Comey, Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, Sandy Berger, all down the road. And then, of course, if you're Republican, you get indicted, you get federal charges, you get raids with SWAT teams coming in, as Roger Stone saw, as Donald J. Trump saw, et cetera. And then with this latest news from this week, of Hunter Biden getting this, some people call it a slap on the wrist. I call it more like a wrist massage, maybe like a wrist spa treatment, the way that the sort of massive, massive disparate impact between his case and other people who've been gotten in trouble for buying drugs while they were drug addicts, buying guns while they were drug addicts, filling out gun purchase applications and lying about any information on that. That sort of stuff will get you locked up in jail for.
In fact, they still are. They still are.
There are people in jail right now. Locked
exactly.
Up. Yep. And then $1.2 million in unpaid taxes. I believe they now say he has to pay $100,000, which is, you know, that's actually a better deal than Steve Forbes' flat tax. You know,
exactly.
If this is Joe Biden's new, what is it, roughly 8.9% flat tax,
let's
implement that across the board. I think Joe Biden completely has lost the argument that the rich people don't pay their fair share. Well, his son certainly didn't pay his fair share, so he can't use that argument anymore. And I thought the Democrats are the party of gun control, and here's his son lying about his drug use on a gun application, and very, very baldly so. And he gets away with it. So I think, you know, the whole, hey, we're the party of gun control argument, I think that collapses. So the stench of hypocrisy and double standards and so on all this is just asphyxiating. and it's revolting, and I think every American, left, middle, and right, ought to believe in equal justice under law. If not, this entire experiment will collapse. And the Department of Justice's behavior in this is beyond shameful and disgusting, and everyone involved in this ought to resign, lose their law licenses, and be disbarred.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how the Democratic Party can hold face, because anything of value, of family values, that's out the door. I mean, the way the Bidens have treated, Hunter's child, that they're debating over. He denies camp, and then finally he admitted, okay, I have a child, you know, that came from an unwed experience here. I think she was a... was she a pole dancer?
Very underrated.
It's very, you know,
hey, very nice.
Trying to go over the top. But anyway, yeah, I mean, you know, so it's like at every turn, anything that has to do with, you know, good and wholesome and family, the law, these are all things that come under, that have been kicked out of the tent of the Democratic Party, have they not?
Well, completely. And, you know, the Democrats have liked to complain about deadbeat dads over the years, as well they should. I don't think anybody defends deadbeat dads. But right. Here we've got Hunter Biden, who's got this love child in Arkansas, mothered, I believe, by, not mistaken, I believe, by a stripper he met at a strip club, if I'm not wrong. So I guess he took her home and had an, as you say, unwed experience with her. And he has denied that this is his child. He's been trying to get out of his child support payments. I think just a couple days ago, the judge agreed out of court that the amount of money he pays for child support will be reduced. Because there's not a court settlement, we now will not have discovery as to what his sources of income are and how much money he has. So that conveniently has been covered up, unfortunately. And this is a guy who had $1.2 million in the bank on which he didn't pay taxes. He was getting $80,000 a month from Burisma for being a board member. Doesn't speak Ukrainian, doesn't know anything about energy, doesn't know anything about international business. And so this guy's got, well, he's also selling his artwork for, what, $200,000 to $300,000 a piece, these little sort of finger paintings he does. And yet he's saying, oh, I don't have the money to pay child support for this love child of his. Absolutely disgusting. So, again, this is supposedly the party of children, the party of women, all that sort of stuff. And they're just completely going against all of the campaign rhetoric and campaign slogans that they've been shouting for the last 25, 30, 40 years. The Democratic Party is a completely amoral, rotten, flaming husk of what it used to be.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it would appear that the family court judge there is not, playing games either. So I don't know that just falls by the wayside, because they still have jurisdiction. And he's got to present to the court, you know, an income statement in order to come up with the amount. Or is the judge going to be like the way the attorney general in Delaware was, is that he just kind of holds his finger up in the air and kind of just says, well, yeah, it kind of feels like maybe it was $1 million, maybe $1.5 million or something, and we're going to negotiate some sort of, quasi deal here because you happen to be a princeling, you know?
Yeah, what number am I thinking of, right? Yeah. Well, we'll see. The judge in Arkansas has been a pretty tough judge. A local judge is not tied into the D.C. establishment and all that. So who knows? Maybe the Arkansas judge will be able to squeeze a drop or two of virtue out of this situation. It could be a hand over the income statement, but it never gets released. I mean, if I were Hunter's lawyers, I'd say, great, well, Your Honor, if you insist on us handing you this information, we would like it to be sealed at the end of this case, and that may happen. So I don't know if we'll ever get this information, but the Biden family, Democrats in general, the Biden family in particular, have an octopus-like ability to disappear into clouds of their own ink. And that's what we're seeing with these people, and it's stomach turning. When this Hunter Biden, as I say, a spa treatment on his wrist came out, it was almost physically nauseated yesterday. See that we're living in a Venezuelan or Cuban style two track justice system. If you're in with you're part of the in crowd, you skate like you're in the Ice Capades. If you're outside the in crowd, you better get ready to eat your crackers and water and break rocks for the next few years, because you're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, you might, practice solitary confinement, like what happened to Manafort, right?
Exactly right, yep.
I mean, because basically,
Russian.
And all that, Bennett. Yeah, of course, and all that's going to be set aside. Any kind of FARA violation, and that, you know, the Biden family business is, you know, doing everything they can to cover that out. But, you know, again, the American people are seeing it with their eyes wide open. And I think they're, you know, they're banking that just because that's the way it's been, it'll always be. I think America's starting to get really fed up with this. Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. DeRoy Murdoch, just the way you like to hear from him, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Little sidebar here. The Brett Baer, Donald J. Trump interview. I thought quite revealing on many levels. I mean, here is the former president without notes, without a teleprompter, for an hour sitting down with Brett Baer versus, hoping that you can get by a couple of minutes with the current president and not have a NASCAR crash or him falling off the stage or even worse yet, standing next to John Fetterman. Lord have mercy, trying to complete a sentence. How suffering. Oh, that was just miserable. Oh, and on top of that, then we have Corinne Jean-Pierre, who has become, did you know she was a historic figure? She's a self-appointed historic figure on top.
Is that right?
I mean, this is the week that was for this
She's
administration.
Right up there with Rosa Parks, right? The Rosa Parks of her age. Yeah, quite something. Yeah, I saw that appearance with Biden and Fetterman next to each other. It looked like, this is the produce aisle, a couple vegetables next to each other. potato next to the onion, I suppose.
Fetterman had his Sunday go-to-meeting sweatshirt on at least, dear boy.
Yeah,
come on.
He was wearing his Sunday best to meet the President of the United States. I mean, look, I heard the comment that because he's had a stroke, I guess that he's more comfortable wearing his hoodies and shorts and whatever. And let's give him a bit of benefit of the doubt. Maybe he has trouble getting dressed the same way that Bob Dole, the late great senator from Kansas, had trouble getting dressed because of his World War II injuries. Okay, fine. So you put on a collared shirt. You don't put on a tie because that's difficult to put a tie on. You put on a jacket over it, and then you put on some pants. Not shorts, some pants. Yeah. I think even if you had a stroke, you probably can handle that without even worrying about putting on cufflinks, which are not easy to put on. Putting a tie can be difficult. Buttoning up your top button can be difficult. All right, so you wear that. And then it's, okay, well, not quite coat and tie, but you're respectable. He showed up looking like an absolute schlub. I mean, he would have looked sloppy in a gym dressed that way. He has
exactly.
done press conferences on Capitol Hill in the Senate, not outdoors on the lawn, but inside the Senate press gallery, standing next to Chuck Schumer and other Democrats. Just the complete, utter, staggering lack of dignity of that man. It is just shameful to think that he's going to be there for another 5.5 years. It is just agonizing.
And so now the Democrats, for these campaigns, have to ask their aspiring candidates, can you put your pants on?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you willing to wear a coat? A coat to important, whether Senate or House meetings. Some basic, civil decorum and dress code now that has to be spelled out because obviously the Democrats have ignored that.
Yeah, I mean, if I were, I would think any parent in Pennsylvania who might be, say, going to the an event with the President of the United States would tell his 10 or 11-year-old son, okay, Johnny, you've got to put your coat and tie on and dress up. And Fetterman's not living up to that, fifth-grade standard, which is
incredible. Exactly.
You mentioned Joe Biden being unable to put sentences together and then blurting out things like God save the Queen, even though Queen Elizabeth has been dead now for, I think, about close to a year, about 11 months or so. So that's odd. Also, we're not a monarchy, so that's a strange thing to say. There is a king of England. Maybe God save the king would be a nice thing to say about King Charles in the UK, but he wasn't UK, so why would he say that? So you get those sorts of things. As you say, compare that track record and that reality to Donald J. Trump with Brett Baer for two 30-minute interviews, I think Monday, Tuesday of this week. Completely clear-headed, totally lucid. As you say, no notes, being able to talk about foreign policy, domestic policy, what his plans are for a new term if he happens to be reelected next year. And whether you agree or disagree with Donald J. Trump, he's a 77-year-old man who's on top of his game. And I don't think he's lost anything since he left the White House in terms of his mental acuity and certainly his sort of sense of feistiness and combativeness. Mm-hmm. So he's got that. Mm-hmm. Again, I like the man. Some people don't like him, but I think people left, middle, and right have got to agree. The guy at least has his brain cells, stuck together, unlike Joe Biden and totally, totally unlike John Fetterman.
Well, it was like he was, channeling his Monty Python or something. It seemed like... Saying the Queen is like, oh, he went Monty Python on me for just a moment, I guess.
Monty Python moment.
I don't know, man.
My son in chief.
Crazy. Oh, hey, and by the way, DeRoy, Brett Baer had notes, and that's okay. Just saying.
Had notes, and the guest did. Yeah. That's something. Yeah, that's right.
Just in terms of contrast here. And in fact, I just wrote an open letter to Donald J. Trump. I don't know if I sent this to you or not, but it just got published, and it's out there. And, in one of the exchanges, Trump admitted, he says, I would like to be less combative.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I think that would go a long way because I think him trying to relitigate, 20, The 2020 election is what it is. You got 60% of the people believe shenanigans happen, that it's illegitimate, 60%. And the other 40% all this time, if they haven't changed their mind, they're not going to now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think, and what happens is Bret Baier and these other, you know, these other interviewers and TV commentators, they love throwing that red meat at, mm-hmm. at Trump. He's got to quit biting it. He's got to just go, okay, look at, we believe different in terms of what happened in 2020. I think it's okay. However, what we're talking about now is going forward. Here's what we've got. This is my vision for America. So that he responds to the red meat he throws out in the middle of the floor, you know, that they throw out there, and let it go and refocus and bring people back to all the great things he has done, and he's proven himself, and he can do it again. Because he's the guy that did it.
Correct. I think as far as the 2020 election goes, what he ought to say is, look, we obviously had problems in 2020. Here are the things we ought to be doing in terms of election integrity for 2024. We need photo ID cards. We need to make sure that the voter rolls are clean. We want to make sure that we don't have ballot harvesting with people coming in and coming to your door and taking your ballot. God only knows what happens to it afterwards. And we need to have people at the polls making sure that everything goes smoothly, and then in the counting rooms to make sure the counting is done honestly. And that's mm-hmm. forward-looking and also addresses some of the massive problems we had in 2020 without having to go back to 2020 and re-experience all that. I think that's a forward-looking way to address right. that issue and hopefully maybe have a cleaner election.
And you said it so succinctly. I mean, that could be an easy mantra for any Republican candidate to running for president or not to be able to articulate it that way. Because even in that context, I could go out in the street and interview people and give your points, and they would, you know, many of them would have a glazed look. They wouldn't understand. They don't understand voter integrity to begin with, sadly.
But I do think I think most people, I think it's something like 60%, I think it's the number of maybe 75% mm-hmm. of black yeah. voters support photo ID. So these are not, right. these are controversial, in newsrooms across the country. These are not controversial ideas among the American people. I think they're winners mm-hmm. of ideas. Even wherever you have Republicans, Republican governors, Republican legislatures that would implement these sorts of things, we'll be able to clean the elections up.
Exactly.
On that, you talk about the great record Donald J. Trump had, lowest unemployment among blacks ever, lowest mm-hmm. historic Hispanic unemployment ever, lowest female unemployment since the early 1950s under Dwight David Eisenhower, energy independence, a border that was under control rather than the, quote, border, unquote, that we have now. Four Middle East peace agreements in a place that we thought everyone said Trump was going to be a big warmonger. He turns out to be a guy who did not start a new war, first president since Jimmy Carter to do that. And he got four Middle East peace agreements signed, isolated Iran, increasingly isolated China. And he did all that stuff in the lowest tax, corporate tax, and personal income tax ever. School choice options. He did all this stuff in just 4 years. Imagine the great work he can do over the next 4 years, especially if he doesn't have the three-year-long Russia hoax dangling around.
Well, he definitely knows where the landmines and the skeletons are, you know, from his mm-hmm. previous experience. You know, DeRoy, to your point, whether blacks, Hispanics, voter integrity, I think the number last time, 70, 80%, you know, approve of voter ID. It is obvious. It's as obvious as these same communities saying, what do you mean you want to defund police? You know, that is stupid. And so that's how obvious it is. They're not fooling anybody. But look, it's up to us, we the people, as Americans, outside of being a Democrat or Republican, to decide that we need to be united again, because that's where we draw our strength and where greater things can happen yet. And that's my hope and prayer. DeRoy Murdoch, as always, appreciate your insight. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer, because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, be 21.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the ding-a-rooski, the ding-a-roner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update. At least three people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through a tiny North Texas town overnight. A tornado warning went out in Matador, Texas around 8 p.m. local time. Matador is just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. The twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. The tornado hit less than a week after tornadoes blasted Perryton, Texas, killing at least three people and injuring dozens. The U.S. Coast Guard is predicting that the oxygen supply on the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic will run out very soon. Search efforts have been intensifying since Sunday when the submergible carrying five people disappeared. Officials say at least 10 assets will soon be on the scene about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The focus is an area where Canadian aircraft recently detected underwater noises. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Matt Brainerd is going to join us in just a moment, the executive director of Look Ahead America. But first of all, I'm like you. I'm questioning what the heck is going on with our country here. I mean, the left has absolutely lost their skulls. I mean, they had a bunch of attorneys researching and investigating Donald Trump on this Russian collusion thing. They were proven not even close to the zip code. They were terribly wrong. The Durham report comes out, reinforces how wrong they were. Meanwhile, the American people spent probably $70, $100 million. American people, it's our money. They spend it. You know, they take it out of our treasury and justify it. Oh, we got to look into this Russian collusion. And it turns out to be a Russian delusion. And even so much so that when Adam Schiff is called into account, the Democrats all circle around him, pat him on the back, give him some love and the whole deal, because those mean Republicans, they're just being so awful and, and calling him to account. But let me tell you, this is what America demands and this is what they want. Matt Brainerd, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, Matt, give us your spin on this deal. I mean, I cannot believe the arrogance and the defiance of Adam Schiff and the Democrats for, you know, what he did to the American people. And now, you know, sadly, California is going, they're looking seriously at having him be the replacement for Dianne Feinstein and give him a promotion for the lying and the misrepresentation and, I believe, the destruction of this Democratic Republic, the hit that he, you know, put upon this Democratic Republic. And though he says, oh, it's a great day for democracy because I'm being chastised here by those evil, you know, Republicans.
Yeah, I'm on the very much nuts and bolts side of campaigns, so I actually see a small silver lining. First of all, the behavior of the Democrats here on the House floor looks like an insurrection to me, so I hope the Department of Justice and FBI are investigating all of those members who interfered with the business and the good order of the House of Representatives and start rounding these people up as they did similar protesters from January 6th.
Exactly.
And starts, sending SWAT teams to their homes to put them in handcuffs in front of their families, because essentially it was the same type of behavior. So the vast majority of the January 6th protesters have been prosecuted for. But first of all, this exposes the Democrats. Just incredible hypocrites. Also, and it was very clear that Adam Schiff abused his position on the Intelligence Committee to tell blatant lies, saying, oh, yeah, we have the intelligence saying that this is true, this is happening, when in fact it wasn't. And that resolution is very strong, but it's also very on point. However, among Democrats, this is making him a hero. It is helping him raise money. But he is I believe, an underdog in the Senate race in the Democrat primary in California. So by helping him raise money for his Senate race, it guarantees it's going to be an even bloodier battle in the Democrat primary in the California Senate race. And it's also sucking money into a race that the Democrats are probably going to win no matter what. And that money that's going to Adam Schiff now because, he's their hero, well, that's taking it out of competitive congressional and Senate races elsewhere around the country. So, look, Democrats, if you want to give money to somebody, please, please give it to Adam Schiff. That terrifies us.
Yes.
Because he's a candidate in California. He's just going to suck up resources. And for a seat that is very unlikely for Republicans to put. So please give it to him, and please don't give it to, more competitive candidates in some of the Senate races that we really need to win this year.
Well, to me also, Matt, this is really a demonstration of the ruling class. The ruling class in the Beltway right now, and I believe that Adam Schiff embodies that. They get on to I think Dianne Feinstein said, the dogma runs deep in you. The dogma is deep within their conscience, and their conscious dogma that stuck out is they hate anything conservative. They hate Donald Trump, and they've lost all sense of any kind of connection with consideration and even their intelligence to even make a decision and to be prudent and even think for the greater good of America. I mean, Schiff makes statements like, this is, I took a stand for America today. No, he didn't. He took a stand for himself.
And, I wouldn't use the word dogma because the dogma has integrity. Right. It's usually
I'm only using it as kind of a sarcastic reference to what Dianne Feinstein said about Amy Comey Barrett in the hearings for when she was being approved and was nominated for her justice position.
Well, Amy Comey Barrett has dogma or a through line, a consistency, a core central set of beliefs, but the way most of these low-tier Democrats, and I certainly consider Adam Schiff to be a low-tier Democrat, they're just lackeys for the party line, and I don't even know if they really see the big picture, the grand scheme of evil that the Democrats are trying to perpetrate on our country. And they're just lackeys, and you can see it most pronounced in the mainstream media, in the hypocrisy of how they cover things like this. I mean, he was on the Intelligence Committee acting like he had real intelligence on issues related to President Trump, and he was he was lying. He was fabricating. It was obvious.
Well, he was a chair, Matt.
So,
Matt, he was a chair of the committee. I mean, that gives you, he was one of the eight people to have privileged access to information the rest of us did not have. So when he spoke from a position of authority, right?
It was authority, but I would put him still on lackey tier. On the left, but again, it's the same problem, and it's not really. They don't really have any ideology except climbing the ladder and doing what they need to do to advance in the left-wing hierarchy. And I think that the whole time he was, behaving this way, trying to score big points on Trump, it was appealing to the left-wing base, doing everything he could to damage Trump, knowing there would be no consequences for him no matter what, and trying to do what he could to strengthen a weak run for Senate.
Exactly. Well, here it is. I mean, even after, the Durham report and Durham's presence there during the hearing, I mean, Schiff looked disgraceful. And the Democrats did as well, because Durham, he had the facts, that he did the research, he laid out the case. So now it's up to the American people and hopefully an intellectual voting class that can really filter this out for all that we've been going through, Matt, for the last, let's go back to the Obama years. I mean, it's been, you know, over 10, 12 years that we've had to put up with this nonsense.
You know, I agree with you, and I would add that it's time to take action. And one of the things that the organization that I run, Look Ahead America, is doing is recognizing that the next president is going to have a tremendous amount of influence over the Department of Justice. They're going to run it. They're basically the people who can, you know, as much as we like having, you know, allies in Congress and in the Senate and in state offices, it's really the president, a tremendous concentration of political power there. So Look Ahead America has launched a project called the J6 Question, where we're actually going to cut people a $1,000 check if they can get a video of themselves asking any of the presidential candidates, Democrat, Republican, Independent, any of them that are on our list, ask them the J6 question, which is, I'm a volunteer for Look Ahead America, and what are you going to do for the January 6th political prisoners, especially those who have not been charged with violence? Because this is one of the greatest civil rights violations of our day, or it is the greatest civil rights violation of our day and the greatest civil rights cause. So we're trying to get these people on the record for what they're going to do about this situation and then hold them accountable for it. Because I think a lot of people who want to occupy the White House just want that issue to go away, to erase the suffering that so many people experience at the hands of the FBI and the Department of Justice and this administration. So this is our effort to hold them accountable as best you can. When, you know, you're a radio host, I run a community organizing foundation. These are the ways that we can make a difference rather than just complaining about the problem.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think this is a great idea. I think so far the only person that I heard, well, I think Donald Trump kind of slightly referred to it, Vivek Ramaswamy early on said that he would look at pardoning, you know, the J6 political prisoners. But, you know, let's get them all on tape. I agree. So $1,000 offering here. You know, again, remind everybody what they need to say. What's the script there?
Well, you can find all of the information at lookaheadamerica.org/J6question, but just get yourself on video asking one of the members.
I'll tell you,
we've designated.
Let's talk more on the other side.
Like
more from Matt after
this. Nearly all your prescription drugs. We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Look Ahead America's executive director, Matt Brainerd. Matt was formerly associated with the Trump campaign as a campaign staffer. As you said in the first segment here, they want to pay $1,000. All you have to be is the first to ask a presidential candidate the J6 question and send the video to @lookahead.org, lookahead.org, and the details, if you go there to the website, you can get all the details how you can participate and hey, make $1,000. Just be the first to ask a presidential candidate the J6 question. Matt, as you were saying before the break, you know, these political prisoners, we were talking with Jake Lang yesterday, you know, from prison. He will, by the time he gets to court, which his court date was moved up again, he was telling us, it's going to be over 30 months that he's been in jail. And he's been in, like, transferred about. This is the other thing people don't understand, is these prisoners are moved about, you know, from facility to facility. I think he's been transferred about to 13 different facilities. And each time you're transferred, you've got to start all over again. You've got to get all your logistics squared away to where you can have your commissary access and the things that you have in order to, I guess, survive there in prison.
Yeah, and I actually have been. And I have met Jake Lang in prison, and I can tell you, just as somebody visiting the prison, it's a dehumanizing experience, which you just have to go through to get in there, much less having spent years there. And I was there to visit a young man who is a military veteran, who has a completely clean record, who's not been charged with violence, but he's been held there since January of 2021, and it's been denied until just recently even the ability to see his two young daughters.
Oh, wow.
And not only has he not been convicted of anything, he still doesn't even have a trial date. Again, not charged with violence. So the way these people are being treated, and the way the media is trying to forget them, and the way many people of both political parties are trying to pretend like it never happened, these people aren't suffering, is to me a grave injustice and a tremendous civil rights sin that our country has committed. So Look Ahead America has been involved at the front line of standing up for justice for J6, going all the way back to January of 2021 when we sent a public letter to the Department of Justice and the FBI asking to drop charges against health and nonviolent offenders. We've held over 70 events all around the country, including massive events at the U.S. Capitol to raise the profile these people and the injustice they've suffered. We started a jobs program to help connect people who've been persecuted and have suffered and have served their time to get employment because it's extremely difficult for them to do so. Mm-hmm. I have a podcast. I've interviewed over 20 of these people, giving them the chance to tell their stories and their family members the chance to tell their stories. And the next phase of this advocacy for us is the J6 question. The people who have the most ability, the person who will have the most ability to do anything about this is the next president. So we are holding them accountable. We're asking our volunteers. And if you live in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, or even any, you know, a lot of these states, these folks are all over the place. We've got about 15 candidates that are running for president. So get yourself on camera and ask them the J6 question, which is, I'm a volunteer for Look Ahead America. What are you going to do for the January 6th political prisoners, especially those who've not been charged with violence? And send this to us at lookaheadamerica.org/J6question. You can find the rules, list of all the candidates, and the opportunity to submit it to us. So that's lookaheadamerica.org/J6question. And hopefully I'll send out 15 $1,000 checks to volunteers.
Oh, cool.
These questions.
And what a great idea.
And you know, awesome. When they answer the questions, we're going to publicize. We're going to make sure, you know, maybe we'll come back on your show. And
absolutely. Always welcome. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Yeah. No, you got an open door there, Matt. Anytime, you know that the light's always on for you, and for the J6ers, no doubt about it. Do we have a number, Matt? I mean, this has been my question: how many J6ers are incarcerated right now, and they're not involved with any kind of violence? Do we have a number as to how many of them are?
You know, actually, I'm glad you asked that question because I was talking about the work that Look Ahead America has done for on the Justice for J6 movement. We've also built the largest database tracking all the people that have been arrested, sentenced, who fled, what their backgrounds is, whether they're military or not, at lookaheadamerica.org/J6. So folks can look up and find all the people from their state that have been arrested, search by name, or even find out ways to help them, whether their you know, Give, Send, Go donor link is. But to answer your question, there have been, I think, at this point, almost 1,000 people arrested. I would say 95% of them have not been charged with any violence. I would say at this point, there's about 6 people still being held at the D.C. Gulag, not yet gotten trial dates, or a couple who are actually still in pretrial detention. So a lot of them have been charged, but again, they've not been given a trial date, and they've not been given any bail. They're being held in prison. And I can't describe how horrific the conditions are in these prisons. I mean, these are filthy. These people are being – the gentleman I met with, he's been denied his access to his medicine that he needs for his – he has a sort of a mental illness, and they've denied him his meds. Where they're feeding them nothing but garbage food. You know, there's a requirement for federal prisons that they have a minimum number of calories.
Right.
But in order to meet that calories, rather than giving them, you know, wholesome foods, they just give them a bunch of yellow cake to meet that minimum calorie. So the way these people are suffering is it's mind-boggling, and it would seem to me to be violations of all kinds of human rights standards, but it's allowed to continue, and... Mm-hmm. And we've got to hold the person with the most ability to fix this accountable, and those would be those presidential candidates.
Exactly. Matt, it's no wonder that there was a cry for these prisoners to go to Guantanamo. They believe they'd be treated better in a Muslim camp than they were in our own American jails.
Yeah, I mean, that's without a doubt. Not only would they be treated better, but the prisoners being held at Guantanamo historically have had access to better legal help. So I actually was talking to one of the best criminal defense attorneys in the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. And he said to me that he would have been happy to represent these J6 prisoners. However, his firm told him that they would not accept any J6 political prisoners. They would not accept their business. And that's true for all the major criminal defense firms in Washington, D.C., which means who do these victims have to choose as lawyers? Well, they either have to choose public defenders, and, you know, you kind of get what you pay for, or they've got to go to attorneys that don't have experience in the D.C. criminal justice system, don't know the judges, don't know the ropes. So that's a tremendous handicap. And honestly, I believe on that basis, they probably are all due for a pardon for being denied access to adequate legal help. That's it's kind of a big deal. And so just every way these people can be damned, they've been damned.
Yeah, it's like the thing's rigged. The fix is in on them, Matt. I mean, we see this even, you know, with political, you know, politicos and bureaucrats within the Beltway. Here they are. They're guilty of something. Their case is taken to a D.C. court, and which is 96%, you know, the area there, Washington, D.C., 96% Democrat. Well, then they're going to yield to their constituency. But if you're a Republican or a conservative in the courts, boy, forget it. Good luck, huh?
Yeah, and you can see this clear double standard with, you know, I met the leader and founder of Code Pink. And during the Kavanaugh hearings, they removed barriers from around the Capitol, stormed the Capitol building, held illegal protests, disrupted the business of the Senate. And she would, on the same day, be arrested repeatedly and charged with, you know, some little slap on the wrist and pay a $50 or $35 fine and release the same day and go do it again. And there were articles written at the time about how chummy these protesters were with the Capitol Police. Like, yeah, Capitol Police have to round them up, bring them in, get them charged with their little token penalty. And then they would hug. They would hug. And, you know, so they were all friendly and chummy with it. And yet now we have the media narrative of what the J6ers were, even though many of them put themselves at great risk to protect Capitol Police and are instead being turned into domestic terrorists. Again, very few of them charged with any violence. Nobody charged with homicide or murder. And we now know the only people killed that day were killed at the hands of U.S. you know, Capitol Hill Police and Metro D.C. Police.
Exactly.
So just the smearing of these people, all they've suffered, I really believe that all of them are due for a presidential pardon.
Yeah, I would agree at the least. The other thing, and of course this is where they're look ahead America in being forward thinking, is that you're looking at the damage control and how do we get our country back on track to where there is this, you know, that we can truly be unified. You know, we've been sounding the alarm here that we have to move away from this partisanship. It's not about a Republican Party or Democratic Party. It's about America. We've got to return to these first principles, Matt, if we have any chance of coming together and being able to offset this, because I think 50% of the country looks at this and says it's almost a hopeless cause. We got about 45 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap it up, Matt. Go ahead.
Thanks. I'm always glad to come on your show, and I look forward to coming on many times in the future to talk about this. But look, the reason we're losing these battles to the left is because we fail in one critical area, and that is community organizing. Look Ahead America is the only community organizing group on the right. And one of the things we do is train people on how to do community organizing where they live. So please sign up at lookaheadamerica.org, submit your email address, and we'll let you know every 2 months we do online community organizer training. So I'd encourage everybody to sign up for that. And we will give you the very first steps on the pathway to becoming an accomplished and qualified community organizer.
Offered electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.